It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Quick signpost here. You can find the latest coronavirus news and a hive of related stories and data analysis at our website. Go to WPR.org/COVID. And that's where you can also hear the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefings. We have a live stream set up to begin when special coverage begins. Again, WPR.org. Right now, we have Republican State Representative John Nygren on the line. What do you want to know about the response to the pandemic from state lawmakers? What policy action do you want to see? What do you want lawmakers to understand as they consider economic relief bills? We're at 800-642-1234. Representative John Nygren's district includes Marinette, Oconto, Suamico in the northeast part of the state. He's co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Representative Nygren, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Good to be with you.
Lots of debate right now in and out of the courtroom over postponing tomorrow's election or delaying election deadlines. Where do you fall in this debate?
Well, I mean, it is a conversation, of course, that you know we've never had before in our state facing a pandemic, at least not in modern time. I believe that clerks around the state are prepared. I've talked to my clerk, county clerks, as well as some of my local clerks. You know, they're using social distancing. They're using things such as drive-up ballot drop-offs. You know, they're sanitizing their facilities. And in addition to that, we as a society, we as voters in Wisconsin, have adjusted to this situation by requesting a record number of absentee ballots. My local municipality here is basically on track for voter turnout, and it's all been done by people sending in their ballots in advance. So, and those projections, I think, are going to be consistent throughout the state, that you're going to see a record number of voting by mail. In addition, the National Guard is sending 5,000 troops to assist at the polls. So the shortage of poll workers, I think, is going to be addressed by the National Guard. In my areas, I called and volunteered, and you can't go outside your county to assist, but I called and volunteered in Marinette County, and they are staffed in every single location. So I think the election needs to go on. We've done this in past wars. We've done it in the 1918 pandemic. We need to move forward because, quite honestly, Kate, we don't know when this is going to get better.
Okay, so over the weekend, the Republican National Committee, the Wisconsin Republican Party, and the state legislature sought an emergency stay at the Supreme Court about expanded absentee voting of the lower court's ruling that absentee ballots in the state could be returned through 4 o'clock p.m. on April 13th, nearly a week after in-person voting. How do you fall on this issue of expanded absentee voting?
I think the number one concern with, first of all, there's always been a deadline, right? There's always been a deadline when you had to request and when your ballot needs to be received. I think the concern is going to be, you know, how is this process going to work? How can we maintain the integrity and the security of those ballots to make sure that they are received by the deadline, that they're all counted appropriately, that there's not, you know, any type of foul play going on here. So I think that's what the court action is requesting. You know, I actually talked to one of my clerks over the weekend, and, you know, whether it's this lawsuit or others, her point was election policy should not be determined by the courts. I agree. Let our clerks deal with the laws that are on the books. Judges should not be stepping in to make changes to law that's been well established in Wisconsin.
So do you plan to attend in some way the special session at 10 o'clock this morning? What have Republicans been talking about addressing and how they will go about the special session?
I do not believe there will be any special session. The governor, let's just be honest, this for weeks, the governor was supportive of moving forward with this election. Up until a national political article was critical, Democrats were critical of his leadership on moving forward with the election. You don't for weeks say that we're going to move forward and then on a Saturday or a Friday late in the day call a special session the next morning to make changes. Voters need certainty. They know what it needs to be expected of them from a voting standpoint. You don't go into a special session just hours before the vote is going to be, you know, people are expected to turn out. People want certainty, and unfortunately, the governor flip-flopped on his consistent call for in-person voting on April 7th.
Let's take a call now. Nancy is with us from Ellsworth. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I was going to volunteer at the polls tomorrow, and because we're in a pandemic and because people would have to come together in a group without being able to do social distancing, that's asking people to put themselves at grave risk. And on the other hand, if there are troops there to deal with the vote, to help people vote, that's going to make a lot of people very much afraid. The president has called this a war against this virus, and we need to have voting by mail, and that's, can't the governor do that for us? Asking people to get out and vote tomorrow is a cruel, cruel thing to the public in Wisconsin.
Representative Nygren, how would you respond to Nancy?
Well, as I said, first of all, troops are coming, are being assigned, but they're going to be in street clothes, is my understanding. So it's not going to be, you know, look like something out of some movie. It's going to be, you know, people that are just going to be assisting. I have seen municipalities that have, you know, face shields set up for voting. Let me go back to something I said earlier. So my local municipality, it's a small township. Typically, I ask the clerk how many they have. In a spring election, he said typically 1,000. As of Friday, they had 950 mail-in ballots already received. A large, large, large percentage of people have already voted via mail. We can continue to move forward with a very small turnout at the polls, and we can do it safely. I've been out of my house 3 times in the last 3 weeks to go to the grocery store or Walmart. And I'm not comparing voting to going to Walmart, but we have, you know, going to Walmart, they have wiped down every single cart before you use it. They have taken steps to keep people socially distanced from each other. We can do the same. Our clerks are doing a great job in managing this election.
We're talking about the coronavirus pandemic with State Representative John Nygren. He co-chairs the legislature's budget committee. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Let's go to Vicki now in Mequon. Vicki, hi. Vicki, are you there? And it doesn't sound like we have Vicki. Representative Nygren, let's look at how you think state authorities have responded to the pandemic so far. What are you seeing? Do you agree with the governor's stay-at-home order?
This is one of those situations where you have to trust the experts as far as, you know, the steps that have been taken. And I think Republicans are supportive of making sure that we flatten that curve. You know, my understanding of this situation is trying to flatten the curve doesn't mean that we're going to completely, you know, eliminate the possibility that you or I get this eventually. Flattening the curve is a opportunity for the medical system to be able to build the infrastructure and the capacity to be able to deal with it and kind of spread it out over a longer period of time. So, you know, social distancing, people staying at home, I think was a reasonable step for us to take. As far as other things the governor has taken, steps he's taken, he's proposed over $1 billion in spending. I think we have to be cautious of that. We're on track to get over $3 billion from the federal government. And while our finances as a state were really in fantastic shape going into this situation, that can all change on a dime, as it has in this situation. A refresher, we were projected to have over $1 billion in our rainy day fund. Our surplus was, I believe, about $800 million. You know, budgets are all built on revenue projections, just like your family budget, just like your business. Well, guess what? The revenue, when you're projected to have 30% unemployment, the revenue is dried up. The surplus that we had is gone. The rainy day fund, which was zero in 2010, now sits at $650 million. So that's kind of our checking account to be able to deal with this. The governor is proposing over $1 billion in state spending. On top of that, $3 billion is coming from the feds. My response would be, let's be cautious here on how we spend that money from the feds. Let's make sure we prioritize it and use it for the needs of the state of Wisconsin before we go into deficit spending to to fund the governor's $1 billion proposal. Remember, the feds can borrow money for operations. The state can't. We have to have a balanced budget at the end of the day.
As you mentioned there, Governor Evers is asking the legislature to approve hundreds of millions of dollars in funding and dozens of policy changes. Where do you see the most chance for bipartisan agreement?
Well, first of all, the bipartisan agreement, I think the Speaker and the Majority Leader have come out and said, Governor Evers, use your authority to use that federal money to buy the things that the state needs. There's not going to be any argument on that. But we're not going to give complete carte blanche to the Department of Health Services, a blank check, which was, I think the Fiscal Bureau called it unlimited GPR spending. There's still, even though we are in this together, there still has to be fiscal control, and there needs to be more than one person at the table having those conversations. We want to be supportive, but we still, at the end of the day, want to come out of this with our finances as strong as they possibly can to ensure that we can jumpstart our economy back again to address the needs of the people of Wisconsin.
We're talking with Representative John Nygren of the 89th Assembly District, and you can join in. What are you seeking from state lawmakers as they consider economic relief bills and measures for health workers? Which workers need help right now? How would you prioritize state tax dollars and the economic stimulus money coming down the pike? Be part of this conversation, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org. There's more State Cap in just a moment with Representative John Nygren right here on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Representative John Nygren on the line. He's co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. That's the State Budget Writing Committee. He's been saying that our state is in a good financial position as it heads into the fiscal fallout of COVID-19, but that could change. That could change very quickly if the state falls into deficit spending. And Representative John Nygren stays with us. Let's take another call now. Lois is with us from DeForest. Hi, Lois.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Since our state is going ahead with the primary tomorrow and in-person voting, I guess my question and concern is for, I've already voted, but for those who are planning to go to the polls, so many of the polls have been closed. I guess I would like to ask, you know, how we can do this, you know, and still be able to, you know, fulfill our constitutional rights to vote.
Representative Nygren?
Well, based a lot of the polling locations were closed based on manpower. I honestly have not gotten an answer with the 5,000 National Guard members coming in if that has been able to be changed. I know locally, typically in spring elections, because there's smaller voter turnout, the city of Marinette, I actually live in the town of Peshtigo, but the city of Marinette actually consolidates to one voting location because it's a lower turnout election. So I would think, first of all, with the additional assistance, they could expand to more locations, and also understand that it is a smaller turnout election than what we typically see during a presidential election. So those, I think both those things have to be taken into consideration.
Let's bring in Shirley now in Eau Claire. Shirley, hi. Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Shirley.
No, this is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm sorry. It says Shirley.
Okay.
All right, Mike, what's on your mind?
What I wanted to talk about is I still disagree with the representative on, you know, that we can't have the vote at a different time or allow absentee ballots to go on longer, that I believe that, you know, we should be able to vote anytime by absentee ballot.
Well, Mike, thank you for that. Representative Nygren, that, you know, Mike is really trying to say we should have expansive mail-in ballot opportunities.
So, first of all, I would just go back to what I had said earlier. If we're going to do that, you know, that should have been set up months in advance. Or weeks in advance, at the very least. I've read some articles from the state of Washington, who I think does pretty much all mail-in ballots for their elections. The comments I've read from their situation was this is not as simple as you just flip a switch and you accept all mail-in ballots. It's actually just like any other election. There's a process that needs to be considered, and unfortunately, Governor Evers waiting till the last minute. To call for that, you know, the Elections Commission said it just was not feasible at that time anymore to actually make that happen. So, there's going to be a lot of things we're going to review when this thing is all said and done, as far from, you know, emergency powers of the president, of governors, voting processes, all those things. You know, we will have those conversations when this is all said and done. But today, we need to be able to move forward in a safe manner to ensure the integrity of the vote and the safety of people who are actually working the polls.
You mentioned their emergency powers. Governor Evers is seeking to extend his emergency powers indefinitely. What is your position on extending his powers?
So I can't speak for all my colleagues, but I think that is a very high bar to be able to expect the legislature to say one person can make all these decisions for an extended or indefinite period of time. And I would make that same argument whether it's the President of the United States who is a Republican or the Governor of Wisconsin who is a Democrat. That has to be a very high bar for us to be able to put that power all in one person's hands.
Let's look more at the funding coming through here. More than $100 million in grants could be provided to hospitals and other health care providers under the governor's proposals. After the $2 trillion federal aid package, do you see a need for additional state-funded aid?
You know, first of all, this goes back to what I said earlier. I think we need to take, you know, even though they said the federal government has acted very quickly and we're actually expected to get some of that money within just a couple weeks period of time, and I think that'll be very, very helpful. But they're providing funding for everything from hospitals to universities to schools to childcare, rental assistance, even the arts. We have to make sure that money is spent appropriately and wisely, and I think it can, to assist in this pandemic situation, to make sure that our hospitals, who are losing millions of dollars a day because they're not doing elective procedures currently based on CDC recommendations, we can use that federal money wisely and then, beyond that, fill the holes with the limited resources that the state of Wisconsin has. That basically, in my opinion, that $650 million rainy day fund, thank God we had it. It was zero when we started. Thank God we had it. That is going to be our backstop to be able to fill where the federal government resources fall short.
We're talking with State Representative John Nygren, looking at the coronavirus pandemic, the financial implications for the state. He co-chairs the legislature's influential budget committee. Still time for your questions, 800-642-1234. Representative Nygren, let's look a little bit at the financial resources of the state. If the state would exhaust its rainy day fund, what happens if the state falls into a deficit, or can it borrow money?
We do not borrow for operations. So once again, we cannot run a deficit budget. We need to make adjustments. So it's possible that you'd have to see reductions in other areas of state government to be able to fund some of the ongoing needs. I actually think the current state budget, so we run on a biennial budget, July 1st through June 30th each year. So I think the budget we're in currently, we've got until the end of June for the current budget year. I actually think we'll be okay, but you know, I'll knock on wood when I say that. The second year of the budget, I think we're going to have serious conversations about that second year, because the projections I've seen, if we just go back and look at the downturn in 2008, 2009, the Great Recession, that was a 7% reduction in state revenues. That would be nearly $1 billion of loss in revenue in 1 year or I'm sorry, that was in 2008, 2009. Based on today's numbers, that would even be a greater number. So I think the second year of the budget, we're going to have to look at possibly freezing expenditures in the second year of the budget where possible to be able to make sure that the state, you know, is not running a deficit budget and that we still have the resources available to fund our priorities.
As we start to wrap up here, state health authorities have reported two positive COVID-19 cases in Marinette County, where you live. How do people feel about the pandemic in your corner of the state?
You know, rural Wisconsin, I think, looks at this a little bit differently. We, you know, I live in just a few miles outside the city of Marinette. You know, we've been practicing social distancing for a long time. It's kind of our lifestyle. We live farther apart from people. We're not on top of each other, not riding buses to work. My impression of what my neighbors have done is that they're respecting the order, yet they're going about their life. Marinette is a manufacturing town, so you're still seeing people going to build ships, work in the paper mills, work in the foundries, because you know under the governor's orders, those things are still allowable. And in my opinion, if we go to that extent, completely shutting down our economy, we would risk another depression in our nation. And I think we have to balance the safety and health of our citizens, which should be primary, with also our economic concerns, because that will affect our health in the long run as well.
Representative Nygren, thank you for joining us.
Have a great day.
You too. Stay well. John Nygren, a Republican state representative, co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, represents part of Northeast Wisconsin, including Marinette, Oconto, and Suamico. We are planning more conversations about the COVID-19 pandemic this week. Want to answer your questions, and you can call during the live program, of course. You can leave us a message anytime, 833-424-3327. Let me say that again, 833-424-3327. Be sure to mention your name and city, like Kate from Madison, so we can thank you on the air. This is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.